from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. August 29th. 10 in health, the one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Raising Good Humans with Dr. Aliza Prisman. August, ask me anything. Upgrade your subscription now and join us on June 30th. I cannot wait to see you there. Next. Second, from Family Troubles. Is parental estrangement cultish? The article discusses the dynamics of online forums for estranged adult children, highlighting how they often create strict rules that discourage doubt or reconciliation with parents. Members receive validation for maintaining no contact, which can lead to an echo chamber that dismisses complex family dynamics. Amanda Montel's book, Cultish, suggests that healthy groups allow for differing views, while more cult-like groups don't, trapping members in a singular narrative. Stephen Howard's writing on estrangement ideology points out that parents often feel powerless, as their actions can be interpreted negatively no matter what they do. This creates a painful situation where parents may feel they can't respond without being accused of manipulation or indifference. The article encourages parents to recognize that their child's view isn't the final word on their character and to maintain a sense of self, accountability, and hope, even amid estrangement. The author also mentions an upcoming webinar aimed at helping individuals heal from estrangement, inviting feedback on how best to handle questions during the session. Up next, third, from Namebury of the Day, Versailles. Versailles is a name that's been gaining traction in the U.S. for girls since 2016, and it just made its first appearance for boys in 2024. The name is tied to the famous French palace and possibly means slope or to turn around. It also has historical significance, linking back to the Treaty of Versailles, which ended World War I. If you're someone who loves names with a touch of boldness and a connection to cities like Paris and Vienna, Versailles might be an appealing choice. It's definitely a unique option for those looking for something different. And then, fourth, from the Future of Education. Can you ace this global education quiz? This quiz takes you on a journey through different education systems worldwide, testing your knowledge with 5 engaging questions. It covers various aspects, like how countries structure their schooling, the age at which children start learning, and the differences in educational philosophies. You might find questions about the length of the school year in different countries or how many hours students typically spend in class. It's a fun way to see how education varies globally and what that means for students. Whether you're a trivia buff or just curious about how other cultures approach learning, this quiz is a light and informative challenge that can expand your perspective on education. Give it a try and see how much you really know. Next, fifth, from Kate Viller. 20 apple-themed items to elevate your Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is all about apples and honey, but let's be real, apples are the star. This article highlights 20 apple-themed items that can really enhance your celebration. Whether you're hosting a dinner and want to make your table look festive, looking for a thoughtful gift for a host, or even seeking something to wear that nods to the holiday, there's something here for everyone. It's a fun way to incorporate the holiday symbolism into your decor and gifts. So if you're planning to celebrate, these apple-themed items might just add that special touch. Happy shopping and tag Shaymatch. Up next, sixth, from Healthy Mom Club, What I Eat at Lunch to Stay Full and Lean. The article shares a favorite lunch idea centered around summer rolls, which the author has perfected over their 10-plus years of eating plant-based. These rolls are not your average veggie wraps. They're packed with protein, fiber, and healthy fats, making them both filling and light. The key ingredients include collard greens, sea weed sheets, green leaf lettuce, sautéed tofu, bell pepper, mango, cucumber, avocado, and fresh cilantro. The author emphasizes the importance of using lots of veggies to create a high-volume, lower-calorie meal that supports staying lean, building muscle, and maintaining energy levels. They also suggest cutting the veggies into thin matchsticks for easier assembly and less mess. A standout feature is the homemade sesame soy dipping sauce, which adds a flavorful touch. The article encourages creativity, inviting readers to mix in any veggies they have on hand, like broccoli sprouts or purple cabbage, making it a versatile and colorful meal option. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.